Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, and when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is to schedule proactive time, or pro time for short. This is time dedicated to tasks that, as Stephen Covey would say, are important but not urgent. Actually, putting this time into your daily schedule vastly increases the chances that you put first things first. The term pro time comes from a Harvard Business Review article by Charlotte Blank, Laura Gierge, Laurel Newman, and Ashley Willens called Getting Your Team to Do More Than Meet Deadlines. As the title suggests, most of us know how easy it is to spend all our time on urgent tasks. When an assignment has a deadline, it always cuts to the front of the line. We do what's urgent because it demands our attention right now. Unfortunately, though, this can mean we rarely get to the tasks that are important but that don't have a specific deadline. Think researching new clients or writing a white paper to build your expertise or thinking through an employee's career development. Important tasks are even more likely to get deferred if they are hard. Urgent tasks offer a quick, easy win. We love crossing these things off and then feeling productive, even if, in the grand scheme of things, we aren't. The Harvard Business Review article describes the author's research about a strategy to help workers do their most important work, rather than being consumed by what is urgent. One group of workers identified tasks that were important and tasks that were urgent, and then scheduled pro time daily for the important but not urgent tasks. Compared with a control group, the workers with dedicated time for important, non-urgent tasks reported that they were more effective with their time, accomplished more, and felt less overwhelmed, while they remained just as responsive to client requests as those in the control group. That last finding is huge. One of the reasons people don't schedule uninterrupted pro time is a worry that clients will urgently need them. It turns out that clients also like people to come up with good ideas, which is hard to do when you're constantly answering email. Good to know. So consider whether pro time could offer similar benefits for you and your team. Try setting aside a block of time every day to work on tasks that are important. The participants in the study used two-hour blocks of time, so you could start with that amount and then try different durations until you find what's best for you. If 2 hours every day doesn't seem doable, try 2 hours 3 days a week or an hour daily, and then adjust upward as you start to see benefits. As part of your weekly planning routine, identify the tasks you want to accomplish during pro time, tasks that are important with a potentially big payoff for you and your employer. Then, during your scheduled pro time, focus just on the task you've identified. Block out distractions. Put away other tasks. If there are other people in the space where you're working, shut the door if you can or put on headphones. When your pro time comes to an end, note what you've accomplished. If you're a manager, consider introducing your direct reports to pro time too. You can work together to determine the right amount of pro time based on the nature of people's job responsibilities. With a whole team of people setting aside time for important but not urgent things, you may be amazed at what you accomplish. And if you try this pro time, I'd love to hear how it went. You can let me know at laura@lauravanderkam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
Ooh.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that!
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.